million in prizes. When I caught yourself driving GTO, wear a uniform on a government loan. I'm worth a million in prizes. Yeah, I'm so addicted.
There was ever a night when I did not want to do the show.
Is it tonight?
When the show was the last thing that I wanted to do.
Is it tonight?
Yes.
Why?
Tonight. Because I got a new pet and he's suffering.
Is he?
You know, I can't focus on a show when I have a pet that's suffering. You know, I don't know about you, but...
Well, you just want to not do it? You want to just stop?
Well, no, we can't do that because we have fans that are depending on us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just, people might remember the Hackermine mascot, Dante the Hamster. Well, he had died, so I got a new one, named him Langley, and now he keeps scratching. He's scratching all the time. And so I look online, and it says that's one of the most, most noticeable causes of severe illness. And so, you know, I've had him all of 2 days, and already he might have a severe illness. So, you know, he's over there right now, scratching away, you know. See, that's just how I am, though, you know. I mean, I'm an animal lover, you know. I can't stand to see little animals suffering like that.
Oh, you're a wussy.
Yeah, well, I guess I am a wussy because I love my pet. And I hate to see things suffer. Humans are fine, though. Humans can suffer.
Yeah, you don't care about humans.
No, humans can die for all I care.
No, my.
All right, here we are. The show is Hacker Mind, and this is your host, Screamer Chaotix, and that voice you hear is Dash Interrupt.
Me.
Now, Dash, you didn't get to hear what I had played in the beginning, but because I didn't want to flip back to you. I was afraid you might say something. And it was actually a test line, and I can't take credit for it. It came from the newest issue of 2600.
Oh, I see.
There's a writer by the name of, well, he wrote a letter by the name of Flux, with a PH, of course. And we have some more test lines that we're going to be playing with tonight. And
so what did I miss?
Let me call it up right now.
This is Sprint's long distance services. 51120. We're sorry. All circuits are now busy. Please try your call later. 49707.
That's two messages in one. And I remember there used to be recordings when you found certain test lines that would play all of their intercept recordings. So you can actually call up a number and be sitting there for about 15 minutes listening to recording after recording after recording.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound too interesting.
What?
Listening to recordings over and over. I mean, error messages. I mean,
yeah, that's great. That's what phone freaks do. They find weird things.
Well, true.
Well, you're not a freak, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah, I guess.
But that's cool, man. You know, when you dial up a number and you find something really weird and you ask yourself, what is that? It has no business being there. For example, you call up a number and you hear nothing but silence. Or usually when you get silence, the typical thing to do is, Dash, do you know?
When you get silence?
Yeah. What do you do?
Hit a number?
No. You dial it up with another phone line. That way, if you can hear yourself, you found a conference. You found a loop.
Well, yeah.
But that's pretty rare nowadays. So you're probably not going to find those too often. But we do have some more test lines that I want to call up throughout the course of the show. Also, we're going to have a special guest on at the bottom of the hour.
Are we a guest?
Yeah. And we're going to be calling him up. You should know who it is because, we saw him at the conference.
Oh, okay.
Are you in the chat room right now?
No, I'm not.
Can you get in there?
Sure.
I want to see if he's in there. Well, I want to make sure that everything is good and set. You know, I really don't want to call up his number and say his real name over the air.
You can say his handle.
Yeah, I could do that, but you know, if I get a parent or something, they're going to think I'm psychotic.
True.
So let us know if he's in there, because you know, I really don't want to call without confirmation. That's another thing. I don't like doing that. If someone's not going to be there, I don't.
Who are we looking for?
The person that we met at the conference.
Well, he's not in here.
He's not in there. All right, well, let me know if he shows up, and if he does, we'll give him a call. If not, well, we'll call, and we'll see if we get a familiar voice.
Okay,
so there was something kind of cool that I wanted to try tonight, aside from the test lines, but we'll get into that in just a little bit. Dash, how have you been?
How have I been this past week?
What have you been up to? Anything new, anything exciting, anything going on with HackerMind.net?
Anything exciting with HackerMind.net?
Anything.
It took me a while to get the last episode up because I lost the stuff I needed.
Right, sure you did.
Yeah, I did. I'm not lying. And it took me a while to get that up. So, but it is up now.
Well, okay, but you got the stuff back that you needed to put up HTML.
Right.
Okay.
I could. I tried to do it. It was my HTML editor, and it was.
Yeah, you know, you could use Notepad.
I lost my HTML editor, so I said, man, I can do this. I used to just write HTML and just put it on a website. You know, I didn't need an editor back in the day, but I use an editor now. So I said, I just opened up the source and I tried to, you know, fix it, but it ended up not looking too right, so.
Yes, everything was all rearranged and,
yeah, and
crazy
looking. It would just be easier with my editor, so I got that back. And last week's show is up, even though it's only been up since yesterday.
All right.
And, there's something else, but I forgot what it was.
something to do with the site?
Yeah. Man, I've been reminiscing about H2K too long. I don't know if you have, but man, I miss it.
It was a good con.
You know you miss it.
I miss the conference. I don't miss being away from home for 3 days.
Oh yeah, that's true. But still,
that kind of sucks. But you know, it's an adventure. So
it is an adventure in and of itself.
Yep. So you just go and you enjoy it.
Hang on.
All right, what you looking for?
He says the person we met at the conference says he's there.
Ah, so he did join.
Yeah.
Well, there
he's
you go.
He's not on the channel, but somebody told me.
Someone told you?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Okay, and we have verification that this person is a reliable source.
Well, obviously, they posted... it says his name.
Yeah, then, and we said his name last week.
Well, okay.
But we'll try giving him a call. I said we would call at around 10:30, so we'll do that. But first, I want to try something. I want to have some fun with AT&T, actually.
Okay.
If you remember, when we used to call an ANI number through AT&T, we would usually get something like, you are calling from 212, and that's it. Now we get something a little bit different, so I want to give this a couple of calls and see what we get, so hold on.
First, let me mention that our friend was, I guess he was banned from Box.
I'm banned from Box, too.
IRC Box Network, so he's on another server. I'm going to go... correspond with him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because let me get in there right now. I'm not going to use Merc. I'm actually going to start up my laptop and go in with Bitch X.
Yeah, Bitch X.
This is where we have fun. This is where Screamer plays with his router live on the air and hopes
don't do that. Don't
that it doesn't die.
It's going to die.
Let's see here. All right, we have the Cat 5 line.
Oh, you're gonna mess it up, man.
Okay. Now this is kind of scaring me here because I have three wires, but only three connectors here, but I only have two Cat 5 lines. I gotcha. I see the problem. Okay, here we go. It's connected, and green lights are good.
There we go. Are we still broadcasting?
Green lights are good. Well, you know, if we're not, we are, but if we weren't, it wouldn't necessarily be our fault, because just tonight, before we got on the air, the stream died.
Did it?
Yep, just crapped out, and I had to reconnect, so I'm hoping that doesn't happen again.
Oh my goodness, I joined this other IRC network. Uh-oh. And my nick is taken.
Someone has Dash?
Yes.
Well, that's not good.
Who is Dash?
Now, I'm assuming they don't have the D4-ish one, right?
Oh, they don't.
Okay, well, that's the one you usually use the most.
Oh, I used to.
Well, you used to. You always needed that D4-ish. Why did you change that anyway?
I don't know. All right, he's in here.
Because people were calling you D4-ish?
I said he's in here. Our friend is in here.
I know what you said. And I'm letting Linux boot up.
Taking forever, ain't it?
Yeah, well, you know.
Just hurry up. We got a show to do here, all right? Just start it up, man.
Well, Dash, you have nothing to do.
No, so. I have to reinstall Linux. And I was going to do that, but...
You never did that?
I need to.
And you have... No, wait. You have 8.1, right?
Yeah, I have Mandrake 8.1. For some reason, Mandrake 8.2, which I also have, won't work.
What does it say?
Oh, you know what it says, but I'll say it again.
I can't remember that error.
I don't know the exact words, but I'll try to find it real quick.
Alrighty.
You get to the end of the installation process, and it says, segmentation fault. Seems like memory is missing as the install crashes.
That thing is going for memory that's not allocated to it.
So, that's not good.
DH client. There we go. Come on now. There you go.
What are you doing? Just what the crap do you think you're doing?
You don't know what DH client is?
I mean, what are you doing?
I'm getting online so I can go into the chat.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Why don't you just use your desktop?
Well, because if I do that, then you're gonna go it's gonna crash. We're gonna get disconnected.
I like to worry about those kinds of things.
All right, I'm going into Bitch X. Who the heck named it that? Who thought, hey, you know what? That's a good title. Let's see here. I'm gonna try to get into Box.
Okay. Why are you banned from Box? Why are you banned from the IRC Box network?
You are banned from this server.
Why?
By deleting server 65. That's just what it says. It says connecting to port 6667 of server irc.box.sk.
Yeah.
Looking up your host name, checking ident, no ident response, found your host name, you are banned from this server by 2002-717.
Go around to different channels and just talk shit to everybody.
I didn't do anything. The last time I was able to get in there was during Con 2, actually.
I think you went to other channels and just got an attitude.
I did do that during Con 2, but so did a lot of other people.
Oh, yeah.
Are you telling me that Box would actually have a problem with you channel hopping and saying hi to people?
No, I don't think so. You wouldn't think so, but who knows? Maybe somebody...
Don't we know somebody that works with Box?
I think we were emailed by somebody who... works with Box, but I don't know.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm banned.
I'm not.
I might have to insist that we find a new server or something.
No, this one's good. We don't need you in here anyway. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's nice. Let's see here. See, I used to have so many shell accounts that I can go to and then get into a server that way, but of course now nobody wants to offer IRC on the server or on the shell account.
Well.
I never understood that. I never understood.
What I don't understand.
What?
Your router.
We all know about the router. It sucks. And you always have to restart it. You always have to unplug it, plug it in, unplug it.
I know. Are you online yet? Are you getting in the channel or in the server or what?
I just read to you the ban message, so
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I mean the other one. Oh, I didn't give it to you yet.
Oh, no. I don't even know what that server is.
irc.esper.net.
Alrighty, let me get in there.
Channel HackerMind.
.esper?
Yeah.
Okay.
ESPER.
Alrighty.
.net.
Yeah, see, this is a much... So, okay, you know what this is?
What?
This is going to be the banned Box. Banned from Box channel. That's what this is.
Okay, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, this is the banned from Box channel.
You know, these are the underground Box people.
These are the Box rejects.
Uh-huh.
People that Box do not want.
I don't get that, though. I mean, it kills me. I hate being banned, you know?
I'm in both of them, so it doesn't really bother me.
Yeah, it's just... Man. You know, it's such an annoying family, you know?
Now, before we start all this, you were doing something. You were talking about AT&T.
Yes, I was. I said that I was going to do that in a little bit later on, though.
Okay.
Let's see here.
What exactly are you going to do? Did you explain that, or...?
Okay, I got to leave the chat, guys, because I can't be reading and talking. People always know that's a bad idea. Let me think of a cool message. Oh, this is the one I always use.
Are you leaving the channel?
All right, now what'd you say? No, what did you... You were going to ask me something about AT&T?
I said, were you going to explain what you're going to do later, or were you just mentioning about it?
Well, I could explain it right now.
Okay, well, go ahead if you want to.
Okay. Like I said, when we used to call the ANI number through AT&T, we would get some weird number like 212. So we were going to see what new number we get now, or if we get anything at all. All
right.
So I guess no reason why we can't do that now. I want to get our guest on in about 10 minutes, so let me do that.
AT&T. Please dial the number that you are...
And let's see what we
Thank you for using AT&T.
You're welcome.
You have reached MCI. To ensure your call is answered by the correct representative for your account type, please choose from one of the following options. For questions about MCI service for your home, press 1. For local service or local and long distance service, press 1. Thank you. One moment, please.
Cool.
Thank you for calling the neighborhood, built by MCI.
The neighborhood?
Our system indicates you are calling from 508-248-1310. If this is the number you are calling about, press 1.
Sure.
Thank you. One moment, please.
What was that number?
We're sorry. The neighborhood is not currently available for the number you were calling from.
No. What?
For updated availability. For website,
Alright, I got you back?
Alright.
508-248-1310.
1310.
Now let's try it again. Anytime now.
To place.
And we'll see what
we get. Thank you for using AT&T.
This time.
You have reached MCI.
I know.
To ensure your call is answered by the correct representative for your account type, please choose from one of the following options. For questions about MCI service for your home, press 1. For local service or local and long-distance service, press 1. Thank you. One moment, please. Thank you for calling the neighborhood, built by MCI. Our system indicates you are calling from 402-573-2076. If this is the number you are calling about, press 1.
Nah, it's not. Okay, so...
Got a different number this time.
First time we call, we get 508-248-1310. Second time we call, 402-573-2076.
Right.
And, you know, we called the same number. We used their carrier access code 1010-2880. And both times we get different numbers. So I think the only appropriate thing to do is to call those numbers and see where they lead.
I think that's the best thing we could do, yeah.
But I seriously doubt that AT&T is stupid enough to actually give out its number, and I'll bet you anything they lead to a really long ring that does nothing.
Really?
But, we'll have to see. Oops, and I screwed up the number. Well, let's try that again. It's not easy reading and dialing, folks. There we go. Well, not a ring, but similar. Okay, let's try the other one. That was the 508. I hope not everybody and their mother are calling these numbers. Looks like we have the ring of death.
Cool.
The ring that never stops.
That's kind of cool.
Let's see who blinks first.
Not I.
No.
She'll fight this ring to the death.
It thinks we're going to hang up.
No. Oh, we're not hanging up, buddy. We're just going to keep it in the background for the whole rest of the show.
Yeah, but it's looking at us and it's like, what? What? You're going to hang up.
Oh, we're not.
This makes for good radio.
Better just get comfortable, because we're not going anywhere, Ring.
This is Screamer and Dash versus the Ring.
We're going to sit here. We're going to listen. Forever.
Yep. But, you know, we really can't do that. We can't do that because we do have a show to worry about, and if I keep that in the background, we're really not going to have you there.
Oh, man. You're going to let the Ring win?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll let the ring go, but I'll have to turn down the volume so we don't hear it.
All right. Just don't hang up. We're bad.
Well, when the volume goes down, you go down.
Don't that ring owe me $10?
I think it does, but Dash, do you really want to let this thing ring?
Yeah.
All right, volume's down. Okay, folks, Dash wants to let it ring, so we'll check in with him. And I think he's trying to say something, so let's see what he wants. What's that, Dash?
Ring.
Because you realize that when I turn the volume down, you go with it.
Yeah, I just realized that.
Ah!
Oh!
Oh, it blinked.
What's up now?
Oh, what up now? Oh, man. I tell you, we taught that ring a lesson.
Buddy, that's right.
You know, it thought it was big and bad, but no.
No.
We taught it. We schooled it, is what we did. But if you do want those numbers, they're 508-248-1310.
Yeah, well, they're not too interesting, but...
And 402, well, they might be. 402-573-2076. Maybe some of you with imaginations out there can think of things to ask operators or have them call those numbers just for, well...
Fun.
Shits and giggles. Now, let's move on here, because we do have some important topics to tackle, including Hollywood attacking personal computers.
Oh, good sweet Moses.
I trust you read that article.
I glanced over it.
Yeah, I thought you might have seen it. First, let me make sure that we're on the air. We are. Always a good sign. And we'll get into that in a bit, but I'd rather have our special guest on the air when we do that.
Yeah, let's have our guest.
But before we do that, I just want to show something. I'm really proud of this.
All right, what is it?
Okay, this is something that not everyone's heard, but maybe they have.
Get the hell over here.
I'm here.
All
right. I'm a little dizzy.
Wait, no, I don't have it.
But I'm good. Dash, don't give me false alarms like that.
I thought I had it, but I don't think that's a good one.
Explain. Our Screamer Caddix wants us to explain how to connect to the IRC server through Merc. Well, first what you do is start up that god-awful Windows 98, or any Windows, download that god-awful Merc, and then enter in the server and the channel and connect.
Don't worry, you do it.
Yes.
The warning says go sneak.
Okay.
Go sneak.
What do you think? Should we?
Okay, Stank Dog says, Mr. Screamer, sir, someone put a Trojan in your computer. Uh-oh. I'm getting nervous.
Hey, Dash.
How does this sound? Like a weirdo.
Hey, dude. Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, dude.
Yeah, what?
Is there anything wrong with this water out here?
Caller ID. All right, cool.
Yeah, got one.
Wait, doesn't that have...
And for those of you that don't know, that was a little tidbit from Han 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which we hope to have up for download. Now, if someone wants it, I do have it right here, and it's in great condition. It's 56 kbps.
X-Screamer shit.
You probably be here for a while, though, because it's 95 megs.
Yeah. We're going to have to lower the quality a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. But remember, it is a four-hour show. It has a total running time of 238 minutes and 19 seconds. That's 4 hours of me and Dash live. And I would like to point out before we get our guest on the line that if you want the video, we do have all the names of people that ordered it. Now, we had two people that pre-ordered it. That means when we first announced that people should start sending in their names, and if they did, they would get it earlier than everyone else, we got two names. That's Zerg and Wintermute. Now, everybody else who sent in their requests, we do have it, and you will get it. But first, we're going to give those two guys first crack at it. So here's how it's going to work.
Wait, don't we owe somebody from the chat who won the quiz?
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, who won?
Goldson, I think.
Okay, well, then, good. Maybe we should just give them to everybody, just to be fair.
Yeah.
But no, we're not going to do that. Yeah,
we're not going to be fair.
Yeah, we do owe them something, and we'll send them the two videos free of charge. But everybody else, you got to pay. Power, greed. Anyway, here's how it's going to work. We have to get it all edited, straightened out, and everything else.
Yeah.
So it's a really confusing process. We're already running into trouble. But we will get it all worked out. I'm just waiting for Dash to send them back to me.
I'm gonna send them back to you real soon.
And I'll get them all cut up, pasted together, and so on and so forth.
Just put it all on a VHS, send it back to me, and I can do it.
Right. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna put it up for sale. We're gonna have all the information about it on the website. Dash is currently making a Hantu page, and then we're gonna have the price. It should be around maybe $15 to $20 or so. And if you still want it, then you can go ahead and send in the money. We'll work out an address. We have to get that straightened out as well.
And also have like a ton of pictures for the Hantu page. We're gonna have up there too.
Okay, we're gonna have a ton of pictures for Hantu. And you can go ahead and order the videos if you want them. And like I said, the first two people that...
Hantu/H2K2.
What?
I have a lot of H2K2 pictures also.
Oh, okay, all right. So we'll get those up too. And, yes. Now I'm starting to remember some of those pictures that we took in H2K2.
Like what?
I remember Heineken's in a room. Yeah, all sorts of crazy stuff, and that's of course going to be free of charge. And obviously, we will get the Hantu audio up, and yes, that's free as well because that doesn't cost us anything.
Right.
So we'll get that put up, and then you too can experience Hantu. Now I'm more or less ready to go. I'm ready to put it up like tonight. You know, I'll just convert it and put it up. But I'm going to need the page. So once Dash gets that done,
I'm ready to put it up. Yeah.
What?
Make them wait, buddy.
Make them wait. They've been waiting almost a month now.
What, for the audio?
Yeah.
No. You said, and we both agreed, that you have to be there because we don't know when we're going to put it up.
Yeah, and now we do.
No, I think it's too soon.
Well, I mean, I want people to hear it. We're not trying to punish our listeners.
Well, true, but...
You know, people are dying to hear it. So, I mean, I do want to get it up and let them download it and maybe... spark a little bit more interest in the videos, you know. Cha-ching! Cha-ching!
Yeah, okay.
Cha-ching!
Which media corporation are you owned by?
Microsoft.
Microsoft?
Yep.
Do they sponsor you?
Cha-ching!
Hackermine, brought to you by Microsoft Windows.
No! Don't say that! Let's get the guest on the air. What do you say?
Alright, so...
Because I'm a cheap ass... And no, we don't want this going out to the listening audience, and I'm sure that he would be most upset if it did. Yeah, I'll give you the last digit. Oh. Maybe he's in the bathroom.
Probably. Hi, you've reached Dave at 3.
Well, that was an answering machine.
Yeah, that was an answering machine. Something quite didn't go well right then.
Hmm. Now, are we sure that he's there?
He's in the channel.
He's in the channel, yes, but is he typing?
No.
I see.
I'll message him.
Why don't you who is him?
Who is him?
Or finger him, or whatever.
Well, you don't think it's him?
No, I think it's him. But I just want to make sure that he hasn't been idle for the past 5 hours.
Oh, it doesn't list how long he's been idle. Hmm. There he is. He gave me a number.
He gave you a number?
Yeah, there you are.
Oh, okay. Well, let me join the channel, and you can give it to me.
Oh, here it is.
What? Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay.
Is that the same number you had?
No, it's not.
Okay, well then call that number.
Nope, this is a completely different number. Okay, let's try this one. Oops. Hold, please. And let's try that one more time. Now let's see if this one works.
9337.
Yes, that would be him. And welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, what's up?
Did you understand the joke I was going to play?
What?
I said 9337.
Yeah?
You're supposed to say, Mount Olympus, please.
Oh, okay.
Well, bad freak joke. Sorry for the listening audience for hearing that, but that's okay. What number did you call?
I thought I called the number that you gave me.
Yeah, it said Dave.
Oh, well, okay. Well, the thing is, I got worried when I heard it just kept on ringing. Went over the second line. My parents were on that line, and I'm like, could you hang up, please? I'm about to be on a radio show. I thought, So I had them hang up, and then you got an answer machine, so I'm like, yeah, they called the wrong number. So at least now I'm on, so here I am.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, how you guys been doing?
I guess we can announce who it is.
Yeah, this is Wintermute.
Yeah.
Or
we've since named him the Mute.
Yeah, the Mute.
Mute.
The Mute.
It's a little simpler that way.
Yeah, did anybody call you that before H2K2?
Yes, I've been called that at 2600 meetings.
Oh, okay.
Well, Mute. Sometimes.
Yeah,
the Mute, Winter, Mute.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's so many different combinations.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but you see, I thought we were special with Dumb Mute, you know?
Hey, that's pretty original. All
right, good.
You know,
you got that one.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's, you know, I feel good about that.
We like to be original.
All right, so now you had some stuff that you wanted to talk about regarding the conference?
Yeah, I want to talk about H2K2.
Conference rocked. Go ahead.
This, I know, that conference, I mean, first one, you guys, this is your first one for you guys, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. All right, that's good. I mean, coming from my teenager type of little lifestyle here, I mean, it was great. I thought it was awesome. I mean,
hell yeah.
It was, for anyone that went there, I thought everyone had a great time from the kind of the vibe I got from everyone. I mean, everyone was, like, happy. Everyone wanted to help you. I mean, you could walk up to someone, start talking. You could have walked up. I walked up to, like, Emmanuel Goldstein. He said hi, and he's like, what's up? And I started talking to him. I mean, or Bernie S., and just talk.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're worried about, Dash, but you can just go talk to them. No one's going to be like, get the hell away from me. I mean, they expect this to happen. I mean, sometimes you walk up to people and say, hi, what's up, and just shrug you off, but these people are pretty cool.
They were really cool.
It was a very open atmosphere. Like I said, you know, people didn't care. You know, you could be sitting in an aisle or sitting on a counter somewhere, you know, it's just...
It was just great.
Half the time I was just walking around the network room looking at people. Someone had a Pringles, a coffee can. And I was like, yo, could you test out this thing I have? And he's like, oh, sure. I mean, everyone just, I sit, and then I'm in like area A, I don't know, on the 18th floor, one of the conference rooms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting next to a guy and I was like, what do you got there? He's like, oh yeah, I got my wireless network, I got my wireless card in Linux. So I'm like, oh, could you help me configure mine? He's like, oh, sure. Help me a little with that. I mean,
cool.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff to do there. It's kind of over. I felt,
man,
I was overwhelmed about how much stuff you could do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not realizing it. But now looking back,
I'm sad.
I mean, I missed out because on the Saturday, or to make some retractions about what you said last week,
mm-hmm.
for the Freedom Downtime,
what
after Jello Biafra finished at 1 in the morning.
Oh.
He's crazy. I mean, he's a good speaker. But yes, they played Freedom Downtime.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I heard about that off the hook.
Greg Newby came on and said, we're gonna show Freedom Downtime, but we are not going to have the panel discussion. They did, however, 12 hours later at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, have the movie again and the panel discussion. Problem with that was only two people were there. Porkchop and another random filming dude.
Oh.
And that leads me into the one big kind of irk I had with H2K2. Planning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Planning was shit.
I wanted to watch Freedom Downtime there.
Planning was shit at this conference. I know it's hard because everyone's working on 2 hours of sleep and not being paid.
Yeah.
All volunteer work. But that's the only problem, and you're going to get that with anything that's free. Well, not necessarily everything, because you guys do a great show.
Thank you.
You don't get paid.
No, we don't.
Yeah, so, exactly. So, I mean, when I was there doing the volunteer work, which I thought was great, because you meet a lot of people, you get to know a lot of people. I mean, 1 o'clock in the morning, who the hell wants to go configure, like, a virtual LAN? No one.
Yeah.
No one, unless you've had, you're sleeping during the day.
Yeah.
So a lot of the problems that I found were in the AV department, where you don't see when, alright, call Dedeco, it sucked ass.
No,
I saw you guys walk out 2 minutes into it. I hated it too. Some people like it. It's like coffee. It's the acquired taste.
I couldn't watch that video any longer.
I couldn't watch it. I'm like, they're playing like, they're singing Britney Spears in like the New York subway system. No.
Yeah.
I'm watching. Let alone hear it. I barely heard it.
So what eventually happened? Did they come out? What?
Yeah, they could. I mean, they're dancing around the stage for a little while, and I went upstairs with my friend Battery. He was just chilling. He was like, oh yeah, they're going to start the simulcast soon. I'm like, good luck, because they didn't air shit upstairs. All they had was movies and panels.
Really? Yeah.
The only thing they had, all right, when I was up there, there was an off room where they had all the kind of network link between the 18th floor and the second floor,
mm-hmm.
the network room, the NOC. And that fiber, as far as I can tell, was only used for internet access. It was never used to stream anything.
Mm. See?
It was there. I asked some guy, like, I think Friday, 2 o'clock in the morning, are you guys going to stream stuff? He's like, are you joking? Oh, another thing that happened, I'll just tell this to everyone. When I walked in at Thursday at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so that was the day before,
yeah.
Come in there, you know, same thing happened to me. I was, walk up with pre-registration, shot Cheshire Catalyst, the weird guy from Off the Hook.
Yeah.
They talked to him. He's like, oh yeah, I have my signature, it's worth nothing. I'm like, I don't really care, I'm just here for the conference. So I'm like, I am a volunteer, where do I get my cool pass? They're like,
yeah.
Go talk to that bleach blonde hair girl. I'm like, okay. So I go up to her and she hands me a yellow one, so I became an elevated threat.
There you go.
And she said, the network guys aren't here yet. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's 3 o'clock. They're supposed to start at 8 in the morning. And I'm like, okay, I'll just go upstairs and check it out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up there, I look around, I run to Greg Newby. He's like, oh, hi. I'm like, I say I'm here to volunteer for the network. He's like, well, one, the Ken is not here and he has half the stuff. The other guy isn't here and he has half the stuff. So just mosey around. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
So I spent a good 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours.
Sitting around?
Well, not sitting around, because they actually had me, we put up the drapes on the right side of the rave area.
Yeah.
Those drapes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I put up drapes, man, and we were shitty at putting up drapes. We did not know what the hell to do. First, that they go over this bar. Then we found out there's a slit in it, so you can shove them in there. And then it wasn't long enough at first, but if you pull the poles, they get an extension of like 3 feet. And
right.
then we finish, and we still have a lot of drapes. And there's 18 drapes up, there's 18 left, they're like, maybe there's 2 drapes to a pole. It took us about like 3 hours to finally get it assembled.
I have a question about Cult of the Dead Cow.
Okay.
Apparently, I thought they were supposed to like unveil some kind of,
yes.
or release some kind of program they're working on.
That's camera shy. Now,
did they do that?
That's on their website. Now, the interesting thing is it's like Hacking Ismo. I don't know how to say it exactly. It's their, like, offshoot.
Yeah, Hacktivismo.
Hacktivismo. So, they released that. But whenever I go to their site, I'm banned.
You're banned from the site?
I'm banned from a lot of stuff. Why? But I think if they actually just shut the site down, I'm not sure.
It's still there. I'm mad at
it. It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I always get, like, you're not authorized to view this page.
Can't
Maybe it's
count.
Because I'm on the AT&T network. I have a lot of complaints with AT&T, but I'll digress. There's a... I heard my friend installed Battery... same person, installed camera shy. He said it fucked up his computer bad. So they didn't.
What did it do? I mean, do you know what it is?
It's a stenography tool that integrates with, of all things, Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Oh, I see.
He said that it fucked up his computer a lot. He downloaded it because they did not release anything at the conference. They just had a happy fun party and said,
really?
Oh, we have this new software. He said he installed it and he had to reinstall.
Oh, well, then I won't be downloading that then.
I'm not downloading it because I can't get to the site.
Yeah.
But I want to download it anyways.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, the premise is it's like stenography built into Explorer, so whenever you go to a site that has a stenography image, it decrypts it automatically.
Oh, I see.
But, I mean, there's so many, there's like 10 billion different, everyone has a stenography tool these days, and it's all different. So it doesn't make a difference.
You know, what makes Cult of the Dead Cow so great? How come people flock to their quote-unquote
back
extravaganza?
In the whole 15 years I've been working with computers since I was one, even though I didn't know what the hell Call of Duty was, but ever since I heard that name, I'm like, what the fuck are these people about?
Yeah, me too, man.
And I kept on thinking, oh yeah, they must be popular because before I got into this whole thing, they did something really cool. And after I read a lot of stuff, I guess all they released was like Back Orifice and D2K, Back Orifice 2000, and that's the only thing they're cool for.
That's all they're really known for, is that.
And I'm like, these guys are worthless.
As a Trojan, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, it's crap. And now they're releasing this camera shy bullshit that only works with Windows Explorer, which makes less sense. So these guys are on like a fat downward slope. That's all I can say.
Well, I'm going to go on record and say that Cult of the Dead Cow sucks.
Yeah. I second that.
I just, I nothing against the guys themselves, you know, nothing personal, but I mean, as a group, I don't get it. They're so full of themselves. They're constantly saying, you know, that we're so great. I mean, they show movies, you know, they don't even have a panel. It's like they're some big deal, but I don't know. I'm just ranting.
I think it would have been better if they had a panel and actually talked about stuff.
Like software or something, or they talked about how they what they did with this.
Yeah, how they made it, maybe.
Yeah. I see the whole thing that they do. They are entertainers.
Yeah.
They're like the WWF, but now it's the E or whatever.
Mm.
They're supposed to be all like, oh yeah, I can kick your ass with my arm or something.
Yeah.
But they have shit. I mean, like, you see wrestling and it's all fake and stuff.
Yeah.
You see these guys and they're supposed to be like the hackers, but they're not because they don't do anything. So I equivocate them to the wrestlers, like WWE and stuff.
Yeah.
They're those guys. They hit with fake punches and they get lots of money. That's all I can see.
They're all show no go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's what really gets me, because I think if they did have a panel and they did answer questions, people would see they're morons.
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, they all have seen from videos like Freedom Downtime and Owned. Great movie. I want to see that bootleg dash.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see that bootleg. I tape recorded 10 minutes of that stuff. And my camera control, excellent. But anyways, from what I see from them is they are a show. They're like a sideshow.
Yeah.
They're like chanting like, I don't know, like, they're chanting stuff for like 3 minutes and Owned, for 30 seconds and Freedom Downtime.
Yeah.
And they've had some funny things where like, and this is like Windows NT and they show that screen of Vegas and the blue screen of death.
Mm.
And that's all they have. They just collected from me. I mean, those guys, my friend, Battery was in an elevator with all of them, the whole crew, going to an elevator going to the 18th floor. And they see a camera, they see that camera that was in the corner, and they're like, oh, let's put a sticker on it, sticker, 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 and they put like stickers on it. They're funny people.
Mm.
But they can't express, they don't express themselves with the computer.
Intelligently?
Intelligently, yeah, there you go. And one more, the only other gripe I had with H2K2 was the, all right, I don't want to be bitching to more people, but Call of Duty spoofing and Lucky 225.
Oh.
I gave you guys the long explanation. I'll give the people the short explanation.
Okay.
Basically, all the panel was a half-hour delay. The use, all right, they said they were going to have their own software. They were going to have this old cool computer that would, like, do all this stuff with Call of Duty. All they used was some shareware stuff that someone else released, and they did an Annie spoof by calling an long-distance provider, which anyone can do from a like reading a text file and saying, oh, let's try this out.
Yeah.
So that's all it was. It was a half-hour delay, the use of someone else's software, and reading from a fucking text file. That is, and then I see this kid. He's like, and then, oh, he's on the phone. He's on the phone in front of everyone in the B room, the smaller little room.
Yeah.
And he's on the phone, and he's, like, talking to the operator, and then the operator goes on hold, and they move the phone over, covers up, says, this is elite, over the microphone. And I'm like, God, are you trying to get shots? You're so stupid. And this kid, and I mean, he's wearing this, like, Verizon-own t-shirt, a hat, and he's like, yeah, and cool thing was that he said, I think that was on the Off the Hook last Wednesday, that he said that he used the AT&T memo to get in and mess with AT&T.
Mm.
Did you listen to that Off the Hook?
I think I did, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know if that was Off the Hook or something, but he said he like called, used a payphone and he called up AT&T, and he tricked them like social engineering stuff. I don't know.
You missed the social engineering panel.
Okay, let me give you a scoop about the end of the conference. Our plane leaves at 7.
Okay.
I had, because of all the crap with the terrorists, we didn't want to get, like, stuck in security, so we left hella early. This is where the magic happens. We got there, we go up to United Baggage Service, and we say, we're leaving at 7. The guy's like, well, the 5 o'clock flight, and right now it's like 4, it would be like 4,
yeah,
or 4:30. He said, if the 5 o'clock flight leaves, like, in a few minutes, and there's room, you want to be on that? And I'm like, cool, let's go on that.
Yeah.
So we got on that flight. The thing was, we got through security, and, you know, I see a new theme, because I've been to, like, 3 or 4 airports in the past 2 months.
Yeah.
There always has to be 1 or 2, like, armed force guys with fat-ass guns. Like, big guns.
Really?
Like machine guns.
M16s or something.
I see 2 guys at the security with guns. Well, I go to O'Hare and I go to LaGuardia. That's the most popular. Those are some of the more popular airports. But, I mean, I see guys with fat guns. And I'm like, yeah, now we're going to have some security. What, they going to do, shoot them? I mean,
yeah,
I shoot them and like, kill 5 other people in the process. So I walk through, and I have these shoes that have metal buckles at the bottom.
Yeah.
And every time I walk through, they go off. I'm not taking my shoes off and putting them on the conveyor belt. So I walk through, and every single time, and now they just skip you walking back and forth through the thing. They're like, okay, go to the wand. And I walk over to the wand, but at LaGuardia, instead of being just winding you and patting you down, they actually like have you remove pieces of clothing that they think is carrying a weapon, like a bomb.
Really?
Like I had to take off my coats. I think I had to like unbuckle my pants.
I had to take off my shoes.
Yeah, I had to take off my shoes. They had to like look, feel on my shoes. And then, but on the way there I was going from O'Hare to LaGuardia. I had my Cast 5 crimper with me.
Yeah.
And that is a blade on it.
Yeah.
And they're about to throw the thing in the garbage. Because I can't go on the plane with it. But luckily we went back to baggage claim and they put it in a nice little box.
There you go.
It said it's on its way. So, yeah, a lot of stuff is being screwed with by this. They're pulling me over, and I didn't mention this before. When we were going at the gate, the plane was going to go, and we were walking down, and every time we go, my dad gets stopped at those random checks.
Really?
He's a magnet. He's supposed to be like, I guess he kind of looks like a terrorist. He doesn't. He doesn't look like he's a foreigner. He looks fine.
Yeah.
So we're there. We're waiting in line, you know.
Yeah.
We're assuming like, oh, yeah, you're going to get pulled over. He's going to go pull you over. So we're walking, and the guy approaches us, and he's like, and I was like, you're going to do this random thing? He's like, oh, we only need one of you. He doesn't even, like, profile. Just picks. And we're like, yeah, we'll throw my dad at him. He goes over there. They don't care. It's supposed to be, like, more security. There's less.
Yeah, you know, speaking of which, that's a good point, because now that I think about it, when I went to pick up Dash at the airport, you know, I got stopped in one of those random checks. They had to look in my trunk, you know, because, of course, I'm going to blow up the parking lot. But here's the thing. When I brought Dash back to catch his flight, you don't even go through any security. You pull up right in front of the terminal on this little drop-off spot.
Yeah.
Now, if I was going to blow up something, I could just blow up a car bomb right there, right next to the terminal.
Yeah, you could.
Why don't they check you when you go in there?
Exactly.
It's
ass backwards. It was better before 9/11.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a little better, like, I think they had a little better, like, schedule. And, I mean, now they're just, like, overprotective.
Yeah,
of what's going on, and then they miss gaps. Like you said, you could pull up there and put a fertilizer bomb in the back of your trunk and blow the hell out of it. I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just it's crazy, and it's you really sound like you're a bad person when you suggest that this security is a bad thing. You know, people are like, yeah, well, you know, if there's another 9/11, you're gonna wish you had it, but. You know, when you get stopped, it's a really violating feeling. I'm not sure if you agree with me on this, but...
Yeah, I mean, when you get stopped and you're asked to, like, be pat down, you're like,
insulting.
When you're asked to take off, like you said, you had the zipper issue.
Yeah, my man.
When you have to take off your jacket, When you, I mean, and then you got to send you through some special machine. I mean, just to delay your ass. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's inconvenient. I mean, I can see where they're coming from. They want to make sure nothing else happens. But I mean, and I mean, I bet I don't. I'm not going to say anything, but this stuff might happen again. I'm not going to say it will,
yeah.
But it might. I'm not going to start incriminating myself, but I'm just saying it might. It's impossible to predict this. No one saw this coming.
Yeah.
No one saw 9/11 coming. They all were like, oh yeah, we're leaving this peaceful little world. And then boom.
Mm-hmm.
You can't predict this stuff. You can only hope.
All right, but what, getting back to the conference, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there for the next one?
Hells yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. I'll be 18. And actually, I was reading that FAQ on the H2K2 website.
Yeah.
You have to be 18 to even drive in Manhattan.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah. So I was thinking of going up there in a car.
Reconsider.
Yeah,
reconsider that? Okay.
Don't drive in New York City.
I think they say that in the FAQ, that it's dangerous. And
yeah, it is dangerous. So, yeah, I probably won't. It's an idea like a road trip in it, but I probably will just take another plane.
Yeah, believe me, don't drive in the city. That's, you don't want to do that.
No, yeah.
Bad.
It's pretty bad when I was in the taxi. Now I think about those taxi rides, yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, we took our first taxi ride. That was...
Man, I liked it.
Did that voice come over that you stop? And what was it? Like, when they close the door, it says, like, this is to some person, and it's like, stop in the name of, like, safety or something. Did you hear that voice in the background?
Well, we had the Rockettes.
Oh, okay, I see. Well, I had something, stop in the name of safety, and it's like, oh, buckle up, and I was, did you guys read the rights of, the people in the back? It was like the rights of being in a cab or something?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you're like, it's like, oh, you're allowed to, what was it? Like, you're allowed to direct the person. You're allowed to not tip if any of these rules aren't met.
Mm-hmm.
It's great rules. I just love it. Like, you're allowed to have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I think I do remember that. Like, you can, you can ask for a smoke-free trip or a radio-free trip. Is that what you mean?
Well, radio-free, yeah. Those are the rules. There's like 12 or 13 of them.
Yeah, I don't get that, though. Why would someone want a radio-free trip?
Maybe they don't want to do it.
I guess they might play some, like, rap or something.
Yeah.
I mean, some offensive music.
Is that what they mean? Because I thought they meant the radio, like, this is 1L11, I'm over on whatever, you know.
I find it kind of interesting listening to those radios.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just because I love radio, but, I mean, that's a whole other show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess those are decent rules. I mean, but all I had to say is that H2K2 was for, I had a headache for half of it, but I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I loved it.
That was, like, some of the best stuff I've ever done.
Yeah, me too.
It is definitely cool, and I encourage anyone, you know, there was a time when I thought, you know, no, I can never do that. I can never go into the city for 3 days and be a part of a conference. It's just not me. But
never thought that.
Yeah, finally I reconsidered, you know, and I did it, and I'm glad I did. So if anyone out there has their doubts or is not sure if they want to do it, just give it a try. Believe me.
You suggested to me that we should go. I mean, I said yes. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, well, eventually I suggested it to you. You know, once I realized that, you know, H2K looked pretty damn cool, and I wasn't a part of it, and I hated that. You know, I hated that everybody was talking about H2K, and I didn't go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought that when I had my doubts. I planned this all out for myself back in, like, January or February when my friend told me about it. He's like, you know, you should go. And a lot of people were going to go at the time, and then I'm like, well, and it's going to cost me, I think about the plane, I got to think about, like, staying there, and, I mean, and then after more thought about it, I was like, well, you know, I can get a cheap plane online, I mean, relatively cheap plane online, I could have taken the train, but that would have taken a hell of a lot longer, but I could have done that, I mean, very cheap to get there.
Yeah.
The hotel room was reduced rates for that weekend.
Yep.
So I mean,
that's a plus.
Like,
you already have your cheap lodging. It's oxymoron in New York to say cheap lodging. because nothing's cheap in New York.
Exactly.
Like, you go to McDonald's, it's like $6 or $7 for a value meal.
Don't even get me started on the prices, man.
Exactly. We don't want to get started on that. That's pretty bad. I mean, and then you're thinking, well, okay, if I go to this, what am I going to do? And then, there's a panel for everyone.
I know, yeah, there is.
And even if you don't want to go to the panels, I mean, I encourage you to, but even if you're not into that, there's still the network room, they have the retro computing, they had music playing, and they had movies. You could wake up at 10 a.m. and go watch War Games if you wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people, I see it as when you go, like, H2K, I know that they didn't have that, where that was a Sports Authority, where the network room was.
Yeah.
They didn't have it back then. It was still a Sports Authority.
Yeah.
Back at those, I think it was really cramped. I thought a lot of people were getting pissed because there was not a lot of room to move around. I mean, there was a lot of just no room. But this time around, they got it. Except for a few things like, oh, we can't get the stream running.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's okay. But for 99% of the whole thing, it's great. Because there's panels on pure technology, there's panels on politics, And as you said, I mean, if you don't want to go watch this stuff, go sit in the network room for 3 days.
Yeah.
Make friends. Okay. I mean,
we're coming down to the last minute here.
I'm seeing the clock too. It's pretty bad. Okay.
So I just want to ask you one last thing, because this is just out of my own curiosity. Where was room C?
Room C. Okay. In the 18th floor.
Uh huh.
You got off the bank of elevators, and now. Picture yourself back, dream back to H2K2.
I'm there.
Off the bank of elevators. You step out, you step into that little hallway where there's like 8 or 10 elevators.
Right.
You're looking at room B. You're staring down room B.
Right.
If you turn left.
Uh-huh.
I never went to room C. If you turn left, there is another room next to it. I forgot. But it's on the 18th floor. It was either left or right. It was like a small room.
Anything happened in there?
There was a board in there. You could write down their slot, hour blocks, where you could go in there and do whatever the hell you wanted. You would have the room to you, like open panel.
Oh, somebody's getting errors.
That was me. Sorry.
Okay, we are out of time. So, Wintermute, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you for letting me talk about a little H2K2 fun.
Well, feel free to come back anytime. So.
I hope I will.
All right,
I already have projects that deal with. Open box computers at Best Buys and Office Maxes across the world, or across the nation at least. I have one. Unreal knows what I'm talking about if he's listening.
All right, well, we look forward to it.
All right. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you later.
Bye. Bye.
And that just about does it for us. In fact, that does do it for us. I have to go make sure that my pet is okay.
Yeah, go check on your pet.
So, Dash, that's it.
All right.
All right. Say goodnight, Dash.
Streamer Chaotix on Dash Interrupt. Bye.
Yeah, that's good. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.